Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
I'm waiting on the turkey. Going. Open up my chat room if you're listening. You can go to VTR Radio and give yourself a chat name and join the chat room and plug whatever you're doing. That's how we roll here. And today's going to be our Thanksgiving special. So why don't we start with a food song just to lead us off.
After Mass, just last Sunday, my sweetie pie and I went out to eat. We each ordered eight pierogies, four potato, two cheese, and two meat. Hers was gone within an instant. I had eaten six and still had two. Her eyes were full of love and hunger. My ten pierogi girl, she's twice the girl that she once was. I had two surviving pierogies on my dish, wearing cute little onions like a vest. It looked better than I could ever wish, and could lead to cardiac arrest. My mouth was drooling and my taste buds were bursting from the smell of pork. But my baby yearned for my two pierogies, so I pushed them on her plate with my fork. She's my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl, my Polish ray of hope, a living dream. Yes, my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl, she goes good with a spoon of sour cream. She smiled when she finished, what a date. Lots of love went into that meal. Our hearts and our stomachs did inflate, and the gravy on my shirt did congeal. Don't be stingy when it comes to your loved ones. Give them everything you've got without fear. Laugh and give thanks that you found her while you watch your pierogies disappear. She's my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. She eats them fast and doesn't ever gag. Yes, my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. I'll never need a doggy bag. I'll never need a doggy bag.
Boom. Chuck Skull's in the house. Clopsy, how are you feeling, Clopsy? Richard B. Smart. Ooh, wacko, wacko. And Cyanide, they don't celebrate that holiday over there, do they? Thanksgiving, no, that would be ridiculous over there because you don't have Indians, I assume. Anyway, we celebrate it. And here comes Irina Luboff celebrating.
Ding, ding, ding. Hello,
insult even these dudes from Turkey. Okay, and next, for us to get that extra crunchiness, what we do is we sprinkle some banana sprinkle mix.
Ooh.
All over. Ooh, yes. Good. And only 33 and a 3 cents a box.
That's right.
And what dessert would be complete without an outdated can of pumpkin spice? You can eat this one day and lose weight the next with botulism.
Oh,
prepare it in the kitchen and be ready
for 300 degrees,
and it's going to be ready in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Is it ready?
Not yet.
Is it ready?
Not yet.
Okay, I'm smelling it. Come on, is it ready?
It's ready.
Yay!
Yes, you're going to love it. It's so wonderful.
Gaze and behold our Thanksgiving feasted. Okay, everybody, you're going to be so jealous. Dig in, Luba.
Yes, I'm digging.
I think I want the white meat.
Oh, that's very good.
Oh, it's delicious.
Your family knows how to put things together.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. That's so good.
Very good.
Okay, and so now it's time for our Thanksgiving song, wherein we give thanks for Thanksgiving.
That's right.
Okay, count me down, babe.
Okay,
and 3, 2, 1. Hit it! I'm thankful for Vindex, because it's streak-free. I'm thankful for Chinese food, with no MSG. I'm thankful for sunshine. I'm thankful for rain. I'm thankful for a plunger to unstop the drain. But the one thing I'm thankful for that you can get at any store is...
UG22 coffee roaster and comes out handsome.
Ooh!
Careful, it's science.
Science was tricky.
Step two, perky, perky, percolator.
Say, how do you get the handsome from the bean?
Our world champion barista wrangles the handsomeness right out of the bean.
Wow, that's one hot brew.
Want a wrangle made too?
Step three, drip, drip, drippity, drop, baby, drip.
Finally, the most important part. Service with a smile and slurp up the handsome.
Heavenly, it's the second coming of coffee.
Wow, this coffee's so handsome, even I'm attracted to it.
Is it me or the coffee that's so hot?
It's definitely the coffee.
Ah, nuts.
No, beans.
I love flicking beans.
Every cup starts right here in glamorous, sunny Los Angeles, Hollywoodland, California. Handsome coffee. They've got beans and brawn. Aw, heck, let's just sing about it.
Put some hot, handsome coffee to your lips. Get better looking with every sip. Try the most attractive coffee we've ever seen. It's the handsome roasted coffee bean.
It's the handsome roasted coffee bean. Hello, handsome.
Handsome coffee. Coffee made handsome.
Hello, handsome.
Warning, may cause sudden effects of handsomeness and good-lookingness.
Oh, I'm so sad. When I look into my bowl, the food I see just has no soul. Dry food may be good for me, but dry is not where I wanna be. Give me groovy gravy. Give me groovy gravy. Look into my bowl, the food I see just has no soul. Dry food may be good for me,
but dry's not where I wanna be.
Groovy food is what I crave, the gravy tastes, it is the rain. Well, maybe peas are good for me.
How the freaks affect me too.
Give me groovy gravy. Give me groovy gravy. Makes my tailwear go away. I like tasty flavors too.
You make me happy when I chew.
When I look up above, all I feel is love. My groovy food is fresh and new.
The one I have to thank is you. Meow, meow, meow.
Bow, wow, wow.
Meow, meow, meow.
Bow, wow, wow. Give me groovy gravy. Give me groovy gravy.
Meow, meow, meow.
Bow, wow, wow.
Meow, meow, meow.
Bow, wow, wow.
Groovy gravy.
Boy, I won't do anything not to pay union musicians. You know? I just... Hello there, you sweetie.
Well, want to be in
my
show?
I like this. Well, these are the people who came in late. Now you're going to be picked on. Yeah, no, no, no. I'm sorry. We got a punishment here. We don't say no late. You buy 8 drinks now.
Let's talk about what we're really here for. Me.
Me.
Yes, Ness Lombardo.
You're probably wondering what kind of woman I am. I'll share it with you. I'm a new age woman. Yes, every time someone asks my age, I give them a new one. How old would you like me to be? That's how old I am. Oh, you guessed wrong. Too far up, too far up. Yes, yes, I am. I'm a mother of two, just so you know, mother of two. You guessed it, one's my husband. I don't know. He's very sweet. You know, I met my husband the old-fashioned way. He followed me home, so I kept him. He's just so cute. I hate to shop, so I didn't return him. You know, I just kept him there, and it's just so... He's sweet. He says, look at that. You know, it's a man thing. But it's great. You know, I got all this testosterone running around my house. I'm not actually a housewife, by the way. I'm a migrant farmer. I am, because this is how I spend my days. Because the farthest distance from 2 points is a man's underwear and the hamper. It can't get in there. It can be over something, under something, in between something. It can't be in there. Because why? Men are born without the ability to bend over. I can't reach it. It's too far. You're going to have to do it for me, honey. Get it. I can't do that. Unless it's food, of course. Food drops on the floor. 3-second rule.
Still good.
It wasn't
still
easy for me growing up Puerto Rican and Italian in New York City. Never knowing at any given moment when I'd have to chase myself out of my own neighborhood. I'm a jet. I'm a shark. I'm a jet. I'm a shark. Na 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 na. Oh, Juanita, no. Oh, yeah. And when I first time I saw story, I thought, that's my life. How did they know? Because both sides hated each other. They hate it. You get the Puerto Ricans in one room and the Italians in another room. They're in the same room together. It's like they're both smelling bad food. Like that. It's very, very fun. My Italian grandmother was very fun. She was very cheap. She was very cheap. She wouldn't turn on the lights until it was Helen Keller dark. Grandma, I got to read my homework. It's Helen Keller dark. And I would say, Grandma, I need light. I need light. You need a light. Your brother, he no need a light. Your father, he no need a light. But Miss Big Shot, oh, she need a light. You know what we use for light when I was your age? The sun! Is it me? Did anybody else have that grandmother that used the tea bag 100 times? Is it still good? You wanted some tea? Is it still good?
She doesn't.
Oh, you're giving her up. Oh, it's going to be a good Mother's Day for you, Michelle. I don't want your stinky old breath, and you're giving me up about the tea bag. The tea bag. And you would know, because it was like a trick question if you wanted tea. You know? You want a tea? I don't know. Is that one from World War II? I don't know if I want tea that bad. And then, you know, no Italian grandmother would be complete without that large Italian purse that they always carried. Do you know why grandmothers carry those purses, Italian grandmothers?
Why?
For the bread! For the bread! You go to a wedding, you're not even seated. They're like, Grandma, Grandma, put those rolls back! Put those rolls back! Why? They ain't just going to throw them away anyway. Yeah, but let them serve it first. In my land of hurricane, sugar cane, and don't complain, don't explain. She was a terrible cook, burnt everything, now it's called Cajun. She could speak two languages at the same time. Growing up, I had no idea what my mother was saying. She would turn to me and just start screaming, Linda! Linda! No, not my mother! I don't have time for this kind of stuff. I want to say, so stop! Mom wisdoms that she used to impart to me, these mom wisdoms, cliches you might know them as, or clitches, I should call them. Mira, Nancy, listen to these clitches. It's going to save your life. Mira, the cork doesn't fall far from the bottle. You got to take the bees with the honey. Every clown has a silver lining. My head hurts. What did you say? She was crazy that way. She was oblivious to racism. We lived in the... She moved us from the capital of Puerto Rico, New York City, to South Florida because they had an accent. She had an accent. It all worked out. So one day my mother comes home. She goes, Nancy, mira, I was in the store. I'm so excited. I heard there's a Spanish family on our block, but I have been driving around for hours and hours. I can't find them. Mom, we're the Spanish family. She didn't give me good advice about finding a husband. She said, Nancy, mira, a man is like a chew. Pick out a good one, break it in, and stay away from the cheap ones. They never last. So I married a Gucci loafer with a cushioned soul. Together we have a man child. His name is Michael. His Cherokee name is Runs with Scissors. I'll never forget the time he asked me with his little honest eyes, Mommy, where did babies come from? And I wanted to be absolutely honest, so I looked into his eyes and I said, well, honey, in your case, they come from Absolut Vodka. I didn't want him to be misinformed like I was when I was little, because I had really curly hair, and my mom would brush it, and I'd go, ow, ow! And she'd go, well, young lady, if you think that hurts, how do you expect to have a baby? And for the longest time, until I read that little pink book, Why Jane Can't Go Swimming Today, I thought having your hair brushed had something to do with having a baby. Italian grandmothers. I love the Italian grandmothers. What do 60 Minutes and an Italian grandmother have in common? Question's kid is, you know, we didn't rehearse, by the way. Just so you know that this is great. This kid is just, oh, Chris, can you play this? Can you play that? Can you play that? You wanna try something else, Chris, that other thing that we didn't rehearse?
Yeah.
All right, you feeling poetic? Okay, feeling poetic. Let's get a little Kerouac here. You ready? I once dreamed of being chased through a dollhouse by a white lobster that wore glitter and spoke with a French accent. Now, what this meant, I'll never know. But I do know if I told anybody, I'd be labeled a lunatic. And labeling is wrong unless it's for the public good. Let's say you're at a party, and you can take out a labeling gun and start tagging people like they do in Wild Kingdom. Wacko. Loser. You look friendly. That would really be good. But not too friendly like the guys in the office, or your boss who's really nice. Except in an earthquake, you'd really be thinking, he's old, he's slow. I can beat him to the door jam. Oh yeah, LA's a jammed up situation. I have enough faults, I wouldn't purposely build my home over one. The one time I was naive enough to think that generic food was for the elderly. It made sense to me at the time, all those big black and white labels. The generic dressing. And then a friend pointed out Nancy. There's a difference between generic and geriatric. Oh, did I feel foolish not to be confused with that? But I do think they have a lot to do with each other. Since men tend to do a lot of thinking from that area. What all this has to do with nothing is, don't you know? How my brain works and connects things. Like so. So anytime you think I'm crazy, you're probably
comedy for the holidays. What a great chat room I have here. Chuck Skull. Chuck, post your dates. You're on the weekends, right, with Kat Vecchione? I love the Wacko Network. Such nice guys over there. Wacko Bob. Monday through Fridays, 9 a.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Betty Jo Tucker's not here, but you can hear her every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on Movie Attic Headquarters. Always a fun show with Betty Jo. Oh, it's the same right there. Cyanide in the house. Marco Polo. And welcome Slim JRS to the show. Richard B. Smart, he sure is. And I don't know where you guys find all that music. It's so fascinating. You guys have such a thing. Clopsy's in the house. Clopsy. Hello, Clopsy. I think you weren't feeling well last time we spoke. Chuck Skull. I believe that's Saturday and Sunday, Chuck? Saturday and Sunday on Blog Talk Radio or the Wacko Network. Just post it up there, and I will say it. Thinking of Thanksgiving, when I was little growing up, we didn't have a lot of money, so my mother was always making up stuff, as you know from my comedy. And I remember one Thanksgiving, you know, we barely had electricity. I think we had candles or something, and we're cooking with gas heat. And my mother, you know, says we're having dinner, and I look at the turkey, and I go, Mom, is that a turkey? And she goes, yeah. She goes, yes, of course it's a turkey. I said, but it looks so small. And she goes, well, that's how you know a good. When they're that small, they're more expensive. Really? Because it's about the size of a chicken. Anyway, That was our Thanksgiving. Always laughs with my mom. Let's keep the Thanksgiving festivities going with lascivious biddies in their take.
Are you getting laughed at for all the wrong reasons?
Wah, wah.
Well, we've got just the cure for you. Comedy Concepts on Blog Talk Radio with your host, Nancy Lombardo. Comedy Concepts will make you taller, stronger, more popular, and smell better. So don't miss Comedy Concepts with comedian Nancy Lombardo. And now back to our show.
Always fun. Chuck Skull, Saturday, 10 a.m. to noon, Golden Age of Radio. Saturday night with Kat Vecchione, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Wacko World, Sunday, 8 p.m. Skull's World of Mayhem, all times Eastern on the Wacko Network. Cyanide's in the house. Oh, we're going to have turkey here. Do you have turkey over there, Cyanide? Is that something you guys dine on? I'm sure you have turkeys, I guess. Everybody eats turkey, right? Or is it indigenous to the U.S.? I don't know. Richard B. Smart would know because he's so smart he does. The Wacko Network, Monday through Fridays, 9 a.m. It's Wacko Bob and the fun guys. Okay, who am I missing? Anybody? Oh, George Bettinger. He's not here. Monday, Wednesdays, Fridays at 4 p.m. It's the Mom and Pop Shop on Dream Stream Radio. And that nice promo by Steve Mendoza, he's also on Dream Stream Radio, but I forgot the name of his show. It's Brunch Lunch something. Just go to Steve Mendoza Facebook, and you'll see it there. Everything. Okay, Turkey is a country. Very funny, Marco. I will do the humor there. But we're having fun. Speaking of humor, you guys reminded me how much I like these guys. So let's go back to them. Ready? Sing along if you know it.
There's a song that I recall my mother sang to me. She sang it as she tucked me in when I was 93.
Mind it all, mind. Who was that from?
Of you who feel left out of this song, I'd like to say, it's somewhere a festival of whose, for whose, of whose are burning so bright. And even though the others say ours is such a bigger day, it's somewhere, it's somewhere, it's somewhere tonight.
Thank you.
Hey, feed everybody. Don't forget on Thanksgiving, thanks and giving, as I like to call it. Don't forget the shut-ins, the elderly. Invite somebody who has nowhere to go to your house. Come on, invite people. Reach out. It's a good time for reaching out or volunteering at the local soup kitchens or just, you know what, you have extra, bring a meal over or make extra and just drop it by somebody needy. Or just ask around, and if anybody's saying, can you give this Thanksgiving to help the people without Thanksgiving? I was one of those people once that Thanksgiving didn't have a lot, and people came through and brought us a whole Thanksgiving dinner. So that was very, very nice, and I never forgot that, and I never forget to give back. And speaking of giving back, I want to thank especially the Wacko Network and the Wacko Bob Show, Richard B. Smart, Chuck Skull for being so supportive of me and helping me. I'm sure you're responsible for at least one download of Merry Christmas, and I want to thank you for that. I really want to thank you, boys, for that. So kind, so kind. And you got me back in touch with my inner goons. So I'll dedicate this next goons to you, goons. Okay.
Can I say tickles?
Just a minute, I got it written down here on a piece of paper. A nice man wrote the time down for me this morning.
Then why do you carry it around with you, Eckers?
Well, if anybody asks me the time, I can show it to them.
Wait a minute, Eckers, my good man.
What is it, fellow?
It's written on this bit of paper. What is 8 o'clock, he's written.
I know that, my good fellow. That's right. When I asked a fellow to write it down, it was 8 o'clock.
Well, then, supposing when somebody asks you the time, it isn't 8 o'clock.
Well, then I don't show it to them.
Well, how do you know when it's 8 o'clock?
I got it written down on a piece of paper.
Well, I wish I could afford a piece of paper with a time written on.
Oh.
Here, Echo.
Yeah?
Let me hold that piece of paper to my ear, would you? Here. This piece of paper ain't going.
What? I've been told a forgery.
No wonder it stopped at 8 o'clock.
Oh, dear.
You should get one of them things my granddad's got.
Oh.
His firm give it to him when he retired.
Oh.
It's one of them things, what it is, that wakes you up at 8 o'clock, boils the kettle, and pours a cup of tea.
Oh, yeah. What's it called,
My grandma.
Oh, wait a minute. How does she know when it's 8 o'clock?
She got it written down on a piece of paper.
Aren't they wonderful, the goons? Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Chuck Skull, thank you. Blog Talk Radio, Richard B. Smart, the Wacko Network, Wacko Bob, Mondays through Fridays at 9 a.m. Check out the Wacko Network. Follow them on Facebook. Follow Chuck Skull. Richard B. Smart, thank you so much, everyone. I really appreciate your support. Also, remember Thanksgiving. Give thanks. Thanks and giving. Let's put those together and make it happen for everyone because it's really what it's all about, not just robbing the Native Americans of their land. And all right, but I want to thank everyone for tuning in, and I hope everyone has a wonderful, wonderful time with their things, whatever it be, and their holidays, and happy Hanukkah to everyone, too, or all the double overlapping of holidays. Talk about two fests in one night. Boy, that's amazing. So thank you again, and you can get my CD, Merry Christmas, on CD Baby. Check it out. Thank you.
Yeah!